Welcome, welcome, podcasters, to another episode of. That's right, we want Piff. Another episode of Ask Piff, people. How are you? How are you? This podcast is a production brought to you by Prairie Vista Publications, LLC. What's going on, podcasters? Well, we back up to the Game 2 review. All the Game 2s that went through the NBA this week. I'm going about to review them all and lay them all down for you right now. So let's not even delay with this. Let's start right at the top with the world champion Cleveland Cavaliers going against the Indiana Pacers. Cleveland was already up 1-0 in this series, man, after a 109-108 victory in the last game. And we thought Cleveland would have learned their lessons by going ahead and putting away these supposedly inferior teams, but they haven't learned. They had a huge lead going up into the fourth quarter, and that's when the breakdown happened, people. They don't play no D for some reason or another, man, and they just collapsed. They barely scraped by them, 111-117, with Kyrie Irving leading the way with 37 points. Kevin Love had 11 rebounds. King LeBron James had 7 assists. But Paul George was on their heels, man. He had 32 points. He had 8 rebounds and 7 assists. The leading scorers for each team off the bench was Deron Williams. He had 9. And Lance Stephenson had 13 off the bench. Bringing me up to this note where Paul George, again, after the game 2, makes comments about his players. First, it was CJ Miles in game 1. Now, it's Lance Stephenson in game 2. Stating the fact that he needs to keep his emotions in order. I'm just paraphrasing, people. I'm not quoting. Like, Lance Stevens, at one point he says they're a leader, but then he says he must stay in emotional control. Well, if you're a leader, you're always in emotional control. So, I mean, those are contradictory statements. And it seems like, to me, Paul George is trying to find a way out of town, man. Find a way out of this, you know what I mean, this melee that he's in right now. They down 2-0. It's not that bad. You understand what I mean? They've been hanging with him left and right. Cleveland's going to let him back in the game. They should have stole game 1. They really should have stole game 1. And they probably wouldn't be feeling like this. But I think Paul George wants out of Indiana, man. I think that's what this is all about. Because I ain't never heard him cry and whine like this, man. He about to get the Baby Bottle Award. That's what I'm going to start. That's my new award now, the Baby Bottle Award for all these crybabies in the NBA. I'm going to start passing out bottles with a funny colored nipple on it or something. I don't know. Well, on to the next game, people. And that was the Spurs against the Grizzlies. This is all went on Monday night now. And Spurs was leading that series over the Grizzlies 1-0. And it looks like it's 2-0 now. Because they toppled them 96-82. Mike Conley led the Grizzlies with 24. Zach Randolph with 10 rebounds off the bench. And Mike Conley had 8 assists for the team. And Zach Randolph scored 18 off the bench. My question is, why is Z-Bo on the bench and Wayne Seldon out there? That's crazy. Wayne Seldon, You need to have, I know you want Z-Bo with the second team, but no. You ain't got no time for the second team because in 2 more games, y'all going to be going home. And then the referee calls was crazy because Kawhi Leonard led the Spurs with 37. He had 11 rebounds. Patty Mills only had 3 assists. But out of the 37, he hit 9 shots. He went 19-for-19 in free throw, people. Kawhi Leonard went 19-for-19 in free throw. That's damn near more free throws than the whole team of the Grizzlies combined. And that's what sent David Fizdale into an outrage, man. I mean, he went nuts in the press conference. I mean, in a sense, but it was intellectual and analytical the way he did it. He did it so smooth. You know what I mean? And I had to give him big ups for that, man. That was my old Miami Heat assistant coach. You see how we do it down there in the Heat? That's how we do. That's the kind of coaches we send out. But that's on another note. So, yep. Now, the Cavs and the Spurs have commanded 2-0 leads, man, which leads me up to the Raptors and the Bucks. Well, the Bucks went and snuck one on the Raptors and punched them in the jaw the first game. But the second game didn't work out so well that way, man. The Bucks end up losing by 6, 100-106. The Greek Freak did his thing for the Bucks, man. Yeah, he led them with points with 24. He led them with rebounds with 15. And he led them with assists in 7. With 18 coming off the bench from Greg Monroe. You can't ask. I mean, come on, people. We got to, you know what I mean? On the Bucks, you got to step up. DeMar DeRozan had 23 for the Raptors. Jonas Valanciunas, he had 10 rebounds. And Serge Ibaka led them in assists. With Corey Joseph dropping in a hard 11 off the bench. That series is 1-1. People, that's going to be a topsy-turvy series. It's actually a boring series. There's no highlights to it. There's no intrigue or anything like that. I mean, we had a little upset in game one, but there's no quote-unquote, there's no outside stuff to make this series just a little bit alive, more alive than it is like with the Cavs and the Pacers. There's no comments. There's nothing being thrown. They're just playing basketball, which I think will probably be the best series of all of them. There's no talking. They just getting to work. On to the next game. The Jazz and the Clippers. The Jazz sat went and snuck one and punched the Clippers in the jaw first game, too. Had everybody in L.A. a little nervous. Well, the Clip came back and toppled them on this game, too. 99-91. Blake Griffin led the Clippers with 24. DeAndre Jordan had 15 rebounds. Chris Ball had 10 assists. With man Jamal Crawford, Mr. Moves, had 10 off the bench. And Gordon Hayward, he led the way for the Jazz. He had 20 points. George Hill and Derek Favors had 7 rebounds. And George Hill had 4 assists. Joe Johnson, big game shot maker. He couldn't do it this one. He only had 13 off the bench, man. But shoot, that series can go either way, people. You heard me? Either way, that series can go. Because it's been flipping back and forth constantly. So we don't know how the tables are going to turn with this one. On to the next series, man. I call this one my emotional series, man. And a series that, this is what you call a fall apart series, man. And since we hailing from the North Beach, man, again, big shout out of condolences to IT and his family, man, on the death of his baby sister. Big ups, man. Yo, we got you in our prayers, man. We got you in our prayers, yo. I give you the big ups because you a soldier for playing in these games, man. I don't think too many people would. But on to some lighter notes, which is not good notes, man. The Bulls is already up 1-0 on this emotional series right here. And it looks like they're going 2. Now, they are 2-0 in this emotional series. As the Bulls top of the seas, man, 111-97. Jay Butler, Jimmy Butler, and D-Wade had 22 points. Rondo, he was killing him. He had 9 assists. And then Rondo had led him with 14 rebounds, man. We have a newcomer that came in. It's called Paul Zipster. He had 16 off the bench. Bet y'all didn't see that one coming. Paul Zipster. He Zipster the Celtics up. That's what it looked like. Well, IT led them with 20 points. Al Horford, 11 rebounds. Marcus Smart, 8 assists off the bench. Lead, you know what I mean? He led him in scoring. But he also got paid a $25,000 fine, too, because he gave somebody that the middle number one during the game. Because they was, man, the Seas was getting booed hard, man, in their own joint, man. Celtics going to have to do something, else this is going to be the worst debacle since Denver topped over the number one seed way back when. An A seed is not supposed to be the one seed. It's never been done in the East. Well, I might have to take that one back. I might have to go through my research on that. But I'm pretty sure it's never been done in the East. It's been done in the West, but it ain't never been done in the East. But anywho, Celtics, you're going to have to regroup. You're going to have to do something. The Bulls is up 2-0, man, and they shining. These Bulls was dysfunctional not too long ago, and now they shining. Ain't that a blip? On to the next game, which was the Wizards and the Hawks. John Wall is playing out of his mind, man. John Wall is on a mission to see them Cavs. That's what it looked like. He looked like he ready to go visit them Cavs. And he showing up, stepping on them dirty birds down there in Atlanta, them Hawks. They won 109-101. Millsap tried to put in work for them dirty birds down there. He had 27-10. He led them in rebounds and points. Dennis Schroeder led him in assists. Ken Bazemore had 8 points. They need more production from the Hawks. They would if they didn't let that sharpshooter Korver go. And who did they give him to? The Cavs. For who? Dunleavy. Where's Dunleavy done? Okay, that's why you didn't hear me mention him. The Wizards, on the other hand, John Wall and Bill combined for 63 out of the 109 points that they scored. John Wall getting 32 and Bradley Beal getting 31. Gortat, he chipped in with 10 rebounds, but John Wall led everybody with assists with 9. Brandon Jennings, smooth little lefty, came off the bench with 10 and a nice little victory, man. As the Wizards lead that series 2-0. Now, we got the battle. This is the MVP series. This is what I call this one. The battle for the MVP in this one. Even though the MVP race is over, people, they should have counted them votes at the end of the season. We still looking at our own MVP race. And the Rockets was leading 1-0 up into this game, and Harden looked like he was getting the best of this. But, people, you need to hear. Look, first of all, let me just give you the score. The Thunder lost this one as well, which was 111-115. But that wasn't it. Let me tell you the numbers Westbrook had. Westbrook had 51 points, 10 rebounds, 13 assists. I don't need to mention nobody else on that team because they don't got nobody else. Even though Doug McDermott chipped off the bench with 11, but so what? Where are all these bigs for the Thunder? Where are the bigs? Where are the bigs for the Thunder? That's what I like to know, man. There's no way in the world that your point guard is averaging double digits in rebounds. That's insane. That's insane. I mean, come on, man. Come on, people. What are we doing here? What are we doing? What are we doing? Okay? What are we doing? Anyway, back on to this game, man. Harden led them with a good 35, man, as usual, man. And my man Clint Capella, he chipped in with 10 rebounds. He led them in rebounding. And Harden had 8 assists. And Lou Williams and Eric Gordon chipped in heavily and hard off the bench, man. They bench is beastly, man. Eric Gordon had 22 and Lou Williams had 21. What you gonna do with that, man, when you getting 43 points off the bench? 43 of the 115 was off the bench, people. Nobody else in the game scored, not really. Nothing. 43 points off the bench. OKC, you are not going to win doing that nonsense. That's factory. That is factory. Well, on to the next boat. Oh, excuse me, people. I have a cold, so you have to excuse my voice right now. A little hoarse, but I'm still bringing it to you, man. Piff, you don't never sleep. I don't never sleep. I don't never work. To be honest, I'm doing this at right now at 3:45 in the morning. That's what I do for you people. 3:45 a.m. So, on to the next one. We got Golden State. Golden State went at it with Portland. Ooh, the first game, I'm trying to tell you, man. I thought this was going to be a little shaky. At first, the way the two McCullen and Lillard played out their mind in the first game, you would have thought that they were going to just come back in with that same type of work. But it didn't happen. They end up losing this one bad, 110-81 over Golden State. And they lead the score with Mo Heartless with 15. Where was McCollum? Where was Levin? He also led them in rebound, Mo Heartless. Evan Turner led him with assists. Shabazz Napier had 10 points off the bench. I mean, to me, in this series, Draymond Green is dominating. Steph Curry led them with 19, but Draymond had the 12 rebounds, and Draymond had 10 assists with my man JaVale McGee with 15 off the bench. Do you see how out of his mind he been playing this whole year? Yo, we got to stop and give a huge big ups to JaVale McGee, man. Yo, he is playing like a grown man should. Do you understand me? He is putting in that work, people. He's putting in that good work. I'm trying to tell you, man, this is the, yo, I like JaVale McGee, man. You know what I'm saying? I always thought he was a freak of nature. He just had that issue of fitting in, man. Well, that is my synopsis and editorial and game two reviews. People, it's been wonderful. I will be back with the game three reviews real soon. This is Piff signing out. Be good to each other. But most of all, be good to yourself. Peace. One love. Until I return, have a blessed one. Peace.